I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News, and joining me today is the Assistant Vice President for Public Safety and Campus Services, as well as the former Lexington Police Chief, and he's running for mayor. Anthony Beatty joins us. Good day to you.
Good morning, Alan.
First of all, why are you running for mayor?
Good question. I certainly enjoy my position here at the University of Kentucky and enjoy the vision that Dr. Capiluto has for the university and what we're doing. But at the same time, I'm from Lexington. I did 35 years of public service, and there were some needs that citizens expressed to me that need to be met and addressed. And so over a period of about 1 year, we had many conversations with folks about what are the issues, what needs to be addressed, and how can we do it. Collectively, there were enough folks feeling that I was a person that could make some positive changes for the city. And so after we consulted with the community, my family, and then some soul searching myself, we made a decision to run for the office of mayor of Lexington to make Lexington a better place to live, work, play, and learn.
Should you prevail and become Lexington's next mayor, what would your chief priorities be?
Well, chief priorities would be, number one, making sure the community is safe. Certainly I have the background and experience and knowledge and a proven track record to be successful at that, both at the community level and here at the University of Kentucky. Number one, with making sure that we're safe, the types of crimes of violence we're seeing in our community and spilling over to our campuses is not appropriate, and we certainly need to take proactive measures to ensure that we are making Lexington the safe place that it should and could be. So I'm concerned about that, number one. Number two, we're concerned that we can improve public services, all the infrastructure, the needs in the community. We need to look at how we improve the delivery of those services. Parks and facilities need to be updated, upgraded, brought into the contemporary world, if you will, in terms of what they offer. Certainly traffic needs to be considered as an infrastructure need. Broadband, Wi-Fi access, and the accessibility of the devices that allow individuals to reach out and be a part of the real world and get real-time information, whether it's for their studies, for entertainment, or whatever. And certainly the other thing is to be good stewards, a good steward of the fiscal resources that the city has, and certainly that the taxpayers give, make their contributions to the operational piece of this campus, of the city, excuse me. So how do we use those dollars appropriately? How do we best address the needs and services with the dollars we have? And how do we make government efficient? So being a good steward of the public dollars.
How crucial is the Rupp Arena renovation project to your broader plans?
The Rupp Arena project is a want and a need that we have. In the broader plan, it certainly fits into the concept of how we attract more folks to Lexington, not only Lexingtonians. So as an entertainment venue, not only for basketball, but all of the other opportunities that it creates, the convention centerpiece, is something that we should really explore. I certainly think that it's something that can happen, but I am deeply concerned with the amount of funds, or dollars, if you will, that will be placed on the backs of the citizens of Lexington for a long period of time. We're talking about a debt service of several million dollars a year for several years to pay off the project. So we need to very pragmatically work through the process to look at the project, make sure it's in scope, and then how can we most efficiently and effectively accomplish getting a Rupp Arena. So is it a scaled-down version? Possibly. I don't know that. But certainly I would go to work as soon as we're in office to look at the project overall. How do we make it happen if it should happen? And having the efficiency in terms of how it happens is very critical to me. So I want to make sure that we don't burden ourselves with something that we can't afford down the road. I've read with interest the other cities who've ventured into these types of agreements and working operations, and they have not been all that successful. Some have been, and I certainly want to make sure we have the best model for ours.
All right, to finish this sentence, the biggest single challenge facing Lexington today is?
The biggest single challenge facing Lexington today is, from my perspective, public safety. And I say that because not just because it's my background, but I firmly believe, and I think most citizens believe, that public safety drives the rest of the community actions, activities, events, the progress. So if we don't make sure we ensure optimum safety for not only our citizens, but our visitors and our guests, anyone who's in the Lexington area, we've got to do that first to ensure then that all those other things can happen. I always use the example that I would not want to move a business or bring my family into an environment that I knew or I know would be harmful to them, and it could potentially be harmful. So how do we ensure that we are safe? You look at the numbers, the data. We also see daily now the types of crimes and criminal activity going on throughout Lexington, and the time of day is changing, the frequency of crime, the violence of the crime. And so we've got to do some proactive measures to make sure Lexington is safe.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from incumbent Mayor Jim Gray, and on Thursday, candidate Danny Mayer will be in our studio. Thank you for joining us. This has been a special feature for WUKY News.